Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Second and short. Rudolph to throw it. Looking for a big play. Sideline. And it's intercepted.
On cue.
Deshaun Wright. From the gun. Double clutch, touchdown, Freiermuth. And that's a BB from Mason Rudolph. Steelers get the score. Long drive, they cap it off. 17 plays.
You know, I thought he was game. He always is. He made plays for us, particularly in the fourth quarter. But as a collective, him included, we didn't do enough to win.
15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan weather sponsored by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Chillier temperatures for football at Acrisure Stadium this weekend. Saturday, a high of 33 for Pitt-Miami, a big game with two ranked teams. And then Sunday, late afternoon for the Steelers and Bills. The high right now is looking like a high of 41 degrees. All right, that was Mike Tomlin on Mason Rudolph. Good Mason, touchdown pass late in the game. The Freiermuth, bad Mason, the interception on the second offensive play of the game. Tomlin saying that Rudolph went out there and made plays for them. So I would say he looked like a backup quarterback, Chris. I mean, really nothing more, nothing less. I had higher expectations for him based on how he had played 2 years ago here and how things went against Cincinnati last week.
I thought he wasn't
back too. Do they have like plays where the number one read or the look of the play is for, I don't know, a tight end to go up the seam and catch a ball 15 to 20 yards downfield in stride? It's happened this year, but it's happened so infrequently. They're very few and far between is what I'm saying
yeah,
here, man.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you are right. They play an astonishing degree of rudimentary offense.
They threw six balls beyond 10 yards. Does that double to 12 or 15 with Rodgers? I don't know. I really don't think so. And he's not healthy, and as you put it earlier in the week, does that change some of the calculus for him where he's making more business decisions because he doesn't want to be in more pain and he doesn't want to get hurt?
Or does he say, I'm in Chi-Town, baby. I'm going to take these guys out and we're going to go out gunslinging.
Well, probably not. If that's the case, then he should have played. And I thought Tomlin's post-game explanation on it was really weird. So we know for sure that he's going to play
this upcoming game. But also, who knew Mason was starting and when did they know? Mason seemed to know Saturday. The rest of his teammates.
His teammates said otherwise?
Did you see, I don't know if Donnie or anybody else saw this, I saw things coming out after the game suggesting that some of his teammates did not realize it till the next day, till Sunday, like till right before the game. Now, I don't know how credible some of that is.
Tomlin told Hathorn that he made the decision to play Rudolph Saturday night, which...
I think Brooke Pryor had a tweet about this, so I don't want to put words in your mouth.
If that's true, then he really wasn't close to playing. Because if he was close to playing, you would have had him go out Sunday morning at Soldier Field and go through warmups to see if he could play or not. And Tomlin put the kibosh on that. So
I'm trying to find the tweet that I saw, because I very much remember seeing a tweet come down that I retweeted. Here it is. Brooks, 17 hours ago, Mason Rudolph said he was told he was starting on Saturday. For what it's worth, Jonnu Smith, along with multiple other players, said they found out Rodgers wasn't playing right before the game.
I think that's probably because Tomlin swore Rudolph to secrecy. Well, and if said, he told more people, the word might have leaked out and gotten out that Rodgers wasn't going to play.
That isn't Brooks' entire tweet. The rest of it was, could be Tomlin keeping the circle tight to not give the Bears any clues.
Yep.
Still odd. I agree. You can't trust your teammate? You can't trust your offense to keep their mouths shut? I'm not saying like they would have huddled up with Mason on Saturday night and come up with something better, but that is odd. That's like, you know what that is? That's Patriots-level paranoia from Tomlin. Like, you could imagine him doing that if he was going into the Lions' den to take on Belichick and Brady and thought he needed to try to get every little edge. You're playing the Bears. You're a three-point underdog. The oddsmakers think this is essentially two evenly matched teams. Like, tell your offense, man.
I think Tomlin looked at it the same way we discussed it on Friday. If your options are Aaron Rodgers only really taking shotgun snaps and not being able to run the entire offense because he's compromised versus Mason Rudolph, who's played well for you lately. And also, you can control Mason Rudolph easier. You can tell Mason Rudolph what to do. You can dictate, this is what the game plan is.
Don't throw the ball here.
This is what we're going to do. You're not going to check out of plays. You're not going to audible. When we give you the play, that's going
to
be the play.
Explain to me why that might well be true with Rudolph, that element of control. What changed where Tomlin, the last time they were in a hostile road environment, like a really hostile road environment, was Seattle with Rudolph. And famously, Tomlin is heard saying, pass it. Pass it to seal the game. He's played great all game. Let him throw the ball. Why not have a little more faith?
Chris, I just based on Tomlin's post-game comments and his attitude and mood afterwards, I don't think that Tomlin's nearly as bothered by this loss as fans are.
Well, he's not, because he said the same stuff he always says. This is the NFL. This is life when teams are closely matched. All right, we'll see about that, man.
He looks, go beat Buffalo, I guess. He looks at it like his team had a chance to win versus a first-place team that's won a lot of games this year. And he was doing it on the road in quote unquote a hostile environment with a backup quarterback.
He didn't lose the turnover battle and his defense scored a touchdown. I thought that was like basically part of his magic formula of fun. Except, by the way, guess what? It's not good enough for them right now this year to not lose the turnover battle. You know what they are when they're either push or worse? 1-5. They are 1-5, 1-2 when they push on turnovers, because the rest of his team is so ass backwards they can't get out of their own way.
412-928-9370. Here's Bruce on the Fan. Hello, Bruce.
How you doing, guys? I have so much to talk about, but I'm just going to say what my thoughts are on the Steelers and what they've become. Mike Tomlin is like the console TV in your game room that you just don't want to get rid of, but just collects a bunch of shit.
Can't say that, Bruce. Don't bring me down, Bruce.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee-hoo. How do you have your call in? And you're ready. You kind of know the rules. We're not on satellite radio. Just no
we are
control.
On X and we are on.
Yeah, if you were YouTube, on YouTube, you heard that
in the
whole
comments.
Bit.
You can use those words, right?
Oh yeah, and people do often. And those people, I believe, because of the rules of streaming and the fact that it's not actually governed by the FCC the way this is for people in their car radios, they could hear what Bruce just casually threw out there.
Rudolph, 24 of 31, 171, one touchdown, one interception. Really, it was two touchdowns and one interception. He threw the ball to DK Metcalf. How does that get ruled a running play?
Because it was a backwards pass. It was a lateral, technically. The ball was very obviously behind.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Like, he threw it backwards.
But don't you think that should be scored?
No, I love that it gets scored as DK Metcalf's first career rushing touchdown. I think that's funny.
Okay, you get that it's funny, but that's not... The spirit of the play is not a running play.
All right, let me ask you this. If Metcalf goes in motion behind Rudolph, like runs almost behind Rudolph and gets like a pitch instead of a throwing motion, would you call it a running play? Ball travels in the same arc, basically. It's a long pitch.
Yep.
Wouldn't you call that a running play? You'd say that was a toss pitch to DK Metcalf.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. But what's more of a passing touchdown? Aaron Rodgers to Jonnu Smith against the Jets in week one or this play?
Fair. Touche.
Right? That gets ruled a touchdown.
The ball moved forward,
just...
man. Blame Newt.
Handed it to him.
Blame
basically.
Newt Rockne, baby. He's the guy.
Donnie, so you absolutely think the Steelers win this game if it's Aaron Rodgers, huh? I think they get the game to overtime. I'm not saying they win. I think he executes the 2-minute drill better than Mason Rudolph.
Well, I think Mason Rudolph still like played and threw the ball scared in the 2-minute drill. And I think Rodgers, even though he is sometimes often loath to use the middle of the field, I kind of think he knows what it looks like in winning time, and he would throw caution to the wind there. There'd be a little bit of, I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'm in this building, I'm going to swagger around
here. I don't think that the touchdown pass to Pat Freiermuth goes the same way if it's Rodgers. I don't think he just stands there and steps up and like throws a dart between three guys for a touchdown. Based on what we've seen from him this year, over the middle.
I mean, doesn't this whole conversation, though, the tone of it, like illustrate the overall problem? Like, we're really just picking between two very limited and flawed players at this point. Rodgers has, we can all say,
yeah.
Like, honestly, Rodgers has not looked good in a long time this year. It's been a while since he played, like, a really good football game.
Don?
Yeah, I think they win. At minimum, to your point, I think that he gets them to overtime. I also think maybe you get one turnover from him, not two. Because he does have a better internal clock when he's in the pocket. I don't think he makes some of the mental mistakes that Mason Rudolph made, like how he knew from the sideline that the formation was messed up on the final drive.
But I think that's just as much on the coaches, if not more.
Well, sure it is. But
you know, where's Tomlin to call a timeout to make sure that they don't take a 5-yard
right, but,
loss
but he,
there?
He also, like him seeing that from the sideline makes you think he would see it if it was right in front of his face.
Right. I agree with that.
And I do think even though he hasn't used the middle of the field as much as we would like, I think he would also know, hey, I'm playing against a defense that doesn't have a single starting linebacker in. They have, what, six guys? I think by the end of the game, they had like 7 or 8 starters out. Those guys were dropping like flies. I think he takes advantage of that.
But with a broken wrist, does he stand in the pocket and deliver the ball downfield more? Which only happened 6 times in this game over 10 yards.
Probably not, but I still think he would have been the better option. Like, why just that part of the game you think is why things were even?
Wait, what?
Like, do you think things were even all because of that point? I don't think he throws a pick on his first pass of the game.
No, well...
I just wonder
and I also don't think that he lets the sweat sack fumble happen.
I think the sweat fumble is actually more likely a play that Rodgers makes because where does Rodgers go with the ball there? The check down was covered.
He might just throw it into the ground, though.
And just take an intentional grounding there?
No, like throw it at somebody's feet.
Yeah, I mean, he did that great play with Jaylen Warren earlier this year, which was a heads-up play. So I guess that's probably true.
I just do think Mason doesn't mind standing in the pocket, which normally I'd say is a virtue. It becomes a problem and it becomes a vice if you stand there when Montez Sweat's bearing down on you and you have like zero internal clock or sense of
bearings. Honestly don't think the interception by Rudolph's a dumb play. I think it's just a lack of chemistry with his wide receiver. And also, you've got a $28 million guy who's like fading away and not going up and getting the ball there.
Well, DK Metcalf's not a true wide receiver one. And we're finding that out in real time. I mean, he's on a horrific offense. I'm sure he's glad he got his money. If I were him and I hadn't gotten paid, I would be livid. But he's not a true wide receiver one.
Here's Dave on the Fan. Hello, Dave.
Hey guys, great show today.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking the call. Two quick points. First, as we're talking a lot about the Pickens move, I think got to talk about 3 years in, what is Omar Khan doing? It's a bad trade with Pickens. Didn't get a number two receiver. The defense is the most expensive defense. Didn't trade Watt when teams like the Cowboys did trade Micah Parsons. That's my first part. Is Khan. Second quick point.
Yeah, but can I just follow up with you in a second there?
Hold on,
Dave. Time out. Stop for a second.
No problem.
I have to at least like listen to the way you've presented your point so far, and it sounds like, hey, the Cowboys do things right and the Steelers don't. And you have to admit, that's a pretty ridiculous thing to say. They haven't been to a conference championship game in 30 years. They're 5-5-1 right now. To say our GM's doing a bad job, but hey, look at Jerry Jones. He traded Micah Parsons. Let's give him credit. That's pretty ridiculous, right? I mean, no? You think they're doing a good job there?
Little prisoner of the moment, right, Dave?
They're 5-5-1.
It could be, but they look like there's hope. They're at the beginning. We're at the 19th year of Tomlin. That's the difference here.
Well, I'll say one thing that I guess would support your point. If you made me pick between the kind of bad team or mediocre team, which is really what the Steelers right now and the Cowboys are record-wise, they're average teams, give me a choice in what kind of team I want to watch. I'd rather take the team that scores a ton of points, and the question almost every week is, can they stop anybody? Because at least you feel like, I've used this analogy a million times, if you're in a boxing match like that, you feel like you're puncher's chance mode. You're going to slug it out with them, and maybe you come out on top.
And what's the Tomlin point?
Dave?
The Tomlin point is thinking about what Jim Rooney said, the Rooney sibling this summer, or this winter, that basically said he got busted for it, that they're better than the mean. Steelers are better than the mean.
That's an
people
art,
flipped out.
That's an art problem, though. Like, I know it reflects in keeping Tomlin around for all these years when there's no reason to relative to what other coaches get away with or are judged by. That is strictly Art Rooney's purview and problem.
Okay, but what I wonder about that is, did that philosophy, did like Mike convince Art that that's what success is? Hey, as long as we're competitive every year. And so Art like adopted that mindset?
No, I don't think.
Or has Art always felt that way, and maybe it's crept into Mike's coaching and philosophy as a coach because he knows that's what his boss likes.
I know this goes against the idea that Mike is somehow like the most all-powerful, all-seeing oracle here who just tells Art what to do. I think that's Art bleeding into Mike. I actually do. You're not going to convince me that Mike, after all the success and near Super Bowl success he had in his first 4 or 5 years on the job, suddenly went soft. I think that's completely, that's Art the lawyer and businessman.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.